Mr. Rowe, 90. Thank you.
Jim Rowe, Mr. President.
Yes, sir. I told them to ask you to notify that White House when you move so we'll locate you in case we got to drop an atomic bomb.
I am right in the White House, Walter Jenkins' office.
That's good. Well, now you tell the operator, will you, when you leave,
yeah,
where you're going.
I will indeed.
Unless you're with a woman and then give her the mistress's name and tell her you call back, you'd be out of pocket for now.
Yes, sir.
You have anything you need to tell me?
I would like to talk with you, if I could have 10 minutes today, about our Blue Ribbon Businessmen's Group. I've got a couple of memos I'd like to show you.
All right, I'd be glad to do that. I think a good time for you, and I would like to see O'Donnell and McGuire and O'Brien and Bailey and Dutton if they want to, and everybody connected with the campaign that's around. Maybe the head of the publicity department, if he is. I think you could bring them all in sometime this afternoon if you wanted to, 3 or 4 o'clock.
All right. McGuire's out of town, but I'll try to get the rest of them.
All right.
I'd like to, and then I want to give you, I think maybe I can handle my comments on how the committee ought to be organized by a memo. I'll give you a memo on that. But I want to let you know I'm an O'Donnell man on this problem.
Well, is there any problem between them?
I think one probably is a little of the jealousy on the thing, but I think O'Donnell is the fellow who runs the organization, always has, and he's the real Kennedy fellow. I think if you do put him in as manager, that you, of course, would have a private talk and say, no, I want the same kind of loyalty you gave Kennedy. And I think he's handled himself very well in an impossible situation. He's been very unhappy, you know, with this business between Bobby and you, and I think he is an honorable man. He tried to stay out of it. And I gather that's done, and he wants to go to work, and he's the able fella. And I would think, Mr. President, that the two Johnson men over there, I haven't talked to Cliff about this, but I think Cliff and I would both strongly recommend O'Donnell, and I know the McGuire crowd are very strong O'Donnell and very anti-O'Brien. I think they regard O'Brien as a rather minor figure, and O'Donnell as the top fella, have been under Bobby. And they tell me, I don't know how accurate this is, that if you pick O'Donnell, that O'Donnell can handle O'Brien. Now, I think if you pick O'Brien, you may have a problem of losing O'Donnell and hurting the morale of the other Irishmen. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I think so far as recognition and so far as looking to them for recommendations and so forth, that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that I want to throw all of my eggs in his basket, though, to be the real man that runs the thing.
Well, I wouldn't either, no.
I'll tell you what we really need, so I'd find a title that would be satisfactory to both of them, but that I could recognize the importance of A and B, and I could do it in the order you suggest, but
yeah.
I think if you could call O'Brien, for instance, director of organization,
yeah, I think that'd be fine.
And I think you could call O'Donnell, executive vice chairman.
You don't want to give the campaign manager time.
All of them want that. Everybody in town wants it. And I'm just so shocked that people who love me are more interested in being the director than they are in getting me elected.
You haven't heard?
John is calling up saying that if he would be the campaign manager, and a bunch of stories leaked down there in all the papers, that he'd be willing to come provided he could be selected as the campaign manager. And I would say yesterday I gave a minimum of 5 hours to this general question, which is real cruel to treat a president that way, but I'm sure that O'Brien's been talking some of them. I'm sure O'Donnell's talked some of them.
No, O'Donnell hasn't.
Yes, I think so. One or two of them have asked him about it, and he has said that they haven't got set up yet, and some of this belly aching. We started off with Drew Pearson. He had an hour and a half of it. Then I had Chuck Bailey of the Coles Publications. Then I had Jack Steele of Time Magazine. Then I had Ben Bradley of Newsweek. And Jimmy Reston. I had six of them about 5 hours, and about 4 hours the day before, and about four the day before, just denying things that come out of that goddamned incompetent outfit over there.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. But we've got to find somebody that can put a stop to them and tell them shut up or get the hell out of there.
Yeah. I think what you need really is, I look at, and I've been over there about a month, what you need is a commander. I don't care what his title is. I may say you haven't heard Roe ask to be campaign manager now. All right, but what you need, I think, is a commander. And what worries me is this. I mean, it's all right now because you're here and Walter can reach you. But once you get campaigning and in the air and hitting these places, there's got to be a fellow who can say, do this, do that, and we don't have to clear him present because we can't find him.
Well, I can't be sure that O'Donnell will even do that yet. He's never here. He didn't come in 9 like everybody else and work during the day. He's not reachable. And I just don't know. I see in the paper where yesterday, the Wall Street Journal, how we've split up all the Kennedy people and how O'Donnell's going with Bobby.
I don't think he either.
I would like for him to say that, by God, I won't do it. I tell him to make recommendations. I tell him he's in charge, but then I don't look at him for 3 days.
Well, I think this has been this one period, and I think it's over. If you don't mind, I'll talk to him like a Dutch uncle and have him come in and talk to you if he wants to do it.
Yes, although I wouldn't say that he's a campaign manager.
Oh, no.
I by that title. Yeah. I rather think that...
I think you have to make him the one man, though.
I think that we... Well, I don't know who that'll be. You see, when you get John in here...
Yeah, well, is John really coming up?
Well, he will.
Well, if John had come up, I'd make him the manager, but I don't think he'd come. You know, he's going to worry about Texas, isn't he?
No, he's ready to come here. Wait a minute. You talk about it, and we'll get together this afternoon.
Yeah, all right, bye.